Lynn, for more than 4,000 years, way gone back, the Vedas would practice a special chakra balancing meditation, which in some cases enabled them to enter the field with ease and at will. Those techniques that they have, are you training people now similarly?
Well, yes, because what we're looking at now is exactly that. We've got a whole series on the healing effects of sound, and we're finding that those sounds that they use correspond to certain frequencies that have an effect. So the notes, I mean, there's more and more evidence that certain tones are, in a sense, like sacred tones. For instance, the Tibetans believe F sharp, A, and G are the most sacred tones, and F sharp. Even the the ancient Chinese used to use singing stones, which were pieces of jade that healers would strike to produce different musical notes, and that the most significant tone was considered the great tone of nature. Now, again, going back to our whole idea of frequency, if we are just this little knot of energy and we are, we are composed of frequencies and our brain is talking to the rest of our body with frequencies, as plenty of evidence demonstrates, then it would make sense that another resonance, if we got in resonance with a certain powerful tone, that it would be helpful to us.
Now, these sounds, are these like chants that come out of also their own vocal cords?
Well, they are literally sounds, notes. I mean, like notes that you would play on the piano. When I say G, it's G on the piano. But there have been, there are certain kinds of chants, and of course, there are different kinds of things like the mantra with Hinduism, that it is a certain kind of sound that's supposedly helpful for summoning spirits or contacting a loved one. That's certainly one belief in Hinduism. That the Om sound, for instance, that's probably the single best known mantra. And that this, is considered the thing that the god Shiva used to create the universe, and that it is, and that it is itself a sacred sound. So there's, the whole idea of certain chants, mantras, and also actual notes themselves, which have healing forces.
Can you give us some of these chants or sounds, just so we have an idea of what they sound like?
Well, I mean, a very simple one is the ah om sound, which is, I remember being in transcendental meditation as a teenager, and that being given as my mantra. And, that is a very, very classic mantra. And if you chant that in a quiet meditative state, you will actually go into a meditation.
All right, give it to me, Lynn. Come on.
Well, just go ah. Om, ah, om, that kind of thing. But you have to carry on, as I say, quietly, with yourself in a meditative state, maybe sitting quietly, quietly, cross-legged on the floor or whatever. Quietly just think that sound back and forth.
Why?
And it will almost have a hypnotic effect.
Well, why does that work? Why does that kind of a sound work as opposed to another one that might be deeper or not the same frequency?
Well, because there are certain sounds, and I mean, it just comes down to the idea that certain resonances resonate at a certain level with the body, and that we are in a sense a note. If you think of our bodies as a kind of a note, and that we need to. If we are, beings of light.
I must be a sour note right
now. Sorry?
I must be a sour note right now. If you're out of tune.
Well, we are beings of sound, too. And that there have been, if you think of sound, just think of that it's a simple, frequency. It's a simple wave, you know, a quantum mechanical wave, and that we, certain ones are going to resonate with our own frequencies, because what we do know is that our body and our molecules have unique signature tone frequencies, different frequencies for different molecules. So there is obviously some sort of note that these chants or these mantras or these sounds are making that resonate with certain conscious, our frequencies of consciousness to make us feel better.
It blends right in somehow, and I guess it puts you right into that field.
Think of us as a tuning, think of it, the sound as a tuning fork, and us being another tuning fork, and we suddenly resonate with it. I mean, certain scientists have discovered that it's likely when we see things in the world, we're not seeing, I don't see this desk in front of me, I'm seeing a bunch of quantum wiggles and resonating with that, just like a piano in tune with a tuning fork resonates with it. And so we are resonating, and we are literally on its wavelength when we are picking up information out there in the world. So if somebody is tuning us to a certain note, they're tuning us to the right pitch. We're a piano getting in tune.
Can you use sound tunes like that to heal people?
Oh, there's a huge tradition of that. And again, this is the sort of thing that we cover in Living the Field. It's been used. I mean, there were physicists seeing in the 19th century that found, in the 20th century, who found that vibration and sound could be used to heal. And there's a great modern tradition with that too. There's a people called like Robert Monroe on the Monroe Institute, mm-hmm. or Dr. Peter Guy Manners, who are using sound to heal. Their belief is things that, you know, form vibrates within its own specific range of frequencies, and that these go out of sync when you're unwell. So you just get people back by using that frequency. Now, there's nothing different to this idea than some of the new quantum machines or bioresonance machines that people are using to heal people through vibrations and frequency. We're just using the sound frequency.
Now, there's a science to it. There really is.
Oh, there's a huge science to it. Once again, there are a number of machines that have had some scientific evidence of working, the Skinner machine, bioresonance, quantum machine, a number of machines like that. Again, we're looking into that and Living the Field, where we're studying and determining which ones work best for which illnesses and which kinds of conditions. But it is all this idea of getting rid of your rogue frequencies in your body and bringing you back to a kind of energetic harmony.